This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former UK Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak will become Britain's Prime Minister at a meeting with King Charles III, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Sunak, who was elected the leader of the Conservative Party after the brief, disastrous term of Liz Truss, will visit Buckingham Palace, where the King formally asks him to form a new government. After that, Sunak's first task will be to appoint a cabinet that can tackle Britain's economic and political crises. He will also prepare for a budget statement that will set out how the government plans to come up with billions of dollars to fill a fiscal hole created by soaring inflation and a sluggish economy. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Germany's president arrived in Kyiv Tuesday for his first visit to Ukraine since the start of Russia's invasion, a trip that comes amid Moscow's unsubstantiated warnings of a dirty bomb attack as the conflict enters its ninth month. The president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, said after arriving that it was important for him to end a phase of air attacks with drones, cruise missiles, and rockets to send a signal of solidarity to Ukrainians. Steinmeier's spokesperson posted a picture of him in Kyiv on Tuesday. A Russian court on Tuesday started hearing American basketball star Brittany Griner's appeal against her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. Griner, an 8-time All-Star center with WNBA's Phoenix Mercury and a 2-time Olympic gold medalist, was convicted August 4th after police said that they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage at Moscow's airport. Griner is taking part in the session held in the Moscow Regional Court via video call from a penal colony outside Moscow where she's being held. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The military says Israeli forces have raided a stronghold of an armed group in the occupied West Bank's second-largest city, blowing up an explosives lab and engaging in a firefight. Palestinian health officials say that 5 Palestinians were killed, 20 were wounded. The raid early Tuesday in the city of Annapolis was one of the deadliest in the West Bank of 2022 and comes at a time of escalating conflict. After months at a time of students trying to learn remotely from home during the pandemic, the nation's school systems in the U.S. and the children they teach are in trouble. AP correspondent Tim McGuire explains why.
Now that all students are at risk.
Peggy Carr heads the Education Department's National Center for Education Statistics. She notes that the tests given to the nation's fourth and eighth graders show reading scores plunging to levels not seen in 30 years and the greatest math score decline in the history of the test, dating back to 1969. She adds that the system has to be fixed now.
We need strategies that have science behind them. Strategies that have been proven to work, evidence-based strategies, and we need resources.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
2 Chinese officers have been charged in a plot to obstruct the U.S. investigation of Chinese tech giant Huawei. AP correspondent Norman Hall with those details.
The Justice Department says 2 suspected Chinese intelligence officers allegedly sought inside information on the case, paid tens of thousands of dollars in digital currency along with cash and jewelry to a U.S. official they thought they had recruited as an asset, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The individual they recruited was actually a double agent working on behalf of the FBI.
Besides these 2 men, 11 other Chinese men have been charged with offenses in the last week as part of what FBI Director Christopher Wray calls China's economic assault and rights violations. Norman Hall, Washington.
A Uyghur organization and a human rights group are taking the UK government to court to challenge Britain's failure to block the import of cotton products associated with forced labor and other abuses in China's far western Xinjiang region. Tuesday's hearing at the High Court in London is believed to be the first time a foreign court hears legal arguments from the Uyghurs over the issue of forced labor there. Recapping our top story. A former UK Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak will soon become Britain's Prime Minister at a meeting with King Charles III, and Germany's president has arrived in Kyiv for his first visit to Ukraine since the start of Russia's invasion, a trip that comes amid Moscow's warnings of a dirty bomb attack as the conflict enters its ninth month. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.